Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and my guest today is our fitness directress, Desiree Porras. Desiree, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, it's been about 3 or 4 months. So I thought the place to start is you've come back, and I'm sure there's a lot of new people here giving you new ideas. And what's your first impression of coming back, and what changes have you made off the bat as a result of that?
So my first impression of coming back to Sun City, I actually got a really nice welcome from all of the residents, mainly because I got to work on the floor in the fitness center with a lot of them, whether it be through the fitness classes or through conducting personal training when I was here in 2016. So I saw a lot of familiar faces, and it was just really nice because they were all so excited to have me back, and I was excited to be back. And then now that I put myself on the fitness schedule and I'm teaching 4 classes a week and I'm doing, 2 to 4 orientations a week, I'm meeting new residents. Mm-hmm. So and they seem really receptive to the way that
I'm hearing a lot of positive comments about all that.
It's been really great overall. I'm happy to be here, and I definitely feel like I've grown since I left, and I worked at the Boys and Girls Club doing a lot of development and marketing and overseeing even board engagement and stuff. So I was able to really contribute in terms of on the back end to this position, which is a lot of the administration management work that's been going on, and just trying to take us to the next level of as an organization as a whole, or as a department as a whole. So it's been good. It's been busy, very busy.
Yeah. So before we get into the stuff for next year, did you make any changes to the fitness schedule up till now?
I wouldn't say there's too many big changes. If anything, I feel like we've definitely improved the times of when the classes are offered. Like, we would never want to offer 2 yoga classes at the same time. So we took a look at the location of each class and the time of each class to make sure that no 2 formats were offered at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then because we looked back at the different numbers from the previous seasons, and we've it's pretty obvious, but throughout the fourth quarter and also the first quarter of the year, it's really busy here at Sun City. We have a lot of people that come back, which means that most of the classes reach capacity. So we added, starting in fourth quarter, about 5 or 7 new classes.
So you added a bunch. That's great.
Yeah, and it was really based off of the request from the residents. And I would review them with the Health and Fitness Committee, and we've added since restorative yoga, which is a new class here at Sun City. Restorative yoga is mainly about restorative exercises. You spend the majority of the time on the mat, and you use about 5 different props to help give you support for your low back or your head and your neck, and you go into these deeper stretches. Unlike the standing stretches that sometimes challenge your balance, you focus just on relaxation and on your breath and on your breathing, and you go into these amazing stretches with the help of the instructor, and you just basically focus on releasing tension, increasing range of motion, using your breath throughout the exercise. It's become a very, very popular class. So that's one of the classes we offer here. I now offer a couple of stretch classes that are complementary to the residents, and they particularly focus on the populations that can't be on their wrists or their knees for too long. So again, it's not like yoga. It's very general stretches, but it's meant for everybody at every age level, and I've gotten a lot of good feedback from those classes. Mm-hmm. So the last 2 I do want to highlight is Forrest, our fitness lead. He's offered now a small group training type of format class that's out on the gym floor, and it's mainly for strength training. So if you have never been with a personal trainer and want to get engaged and start learning how to properly do strength training exercises, we offer that now 2x a week.
Okay. And we're at the time of the year where the annual fitness pass is being sold. So why don't you go through that for people?
Yeah, the annual fitness pass is $265, and it's a one-time payment It's not a monthly payment. It's a one-time payment, and that will give you an a pass to be able to take unlimited classes throughout the year. I mean, it's a deal. It's a very, very good deal, especially if you're somebody that takes, I would say, two or more classes a week. If you're taking more than two classes a week, you're probably paying around $8 to $12 a week to take our fitness classes. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the month, you could be spending $30 to $40 a month. And so by the end of the year, you can be spending $300 to $400 a year on fitness classes. Mm-hmm. So the annual pass is $265 for unlimited classes. So if you definitely are one that takes, I would say, three or more classes, you're getting a really good deal on all of the fitness classes that we offer.
Okay. And so let's look forward to next year and what do you have planned in the seminars in the health and wellness area?
Yeah, so for me, you know, just like I feel like Valeria did an amazing job at it. I'm really passionate about health and wellness. I actually talk about this in my January View article because I like people to understand the difference between the two. Health is basically your state of being. It's basically your state of, you know, mental, physical, and emotional being. But wellness is a way of living. So for you to have wellness in your life, it's an active choice every day to make better decisions and to become aware of your choices. And so that's why I think wellness is so important to have in your life. It's really about you being able to be motivated to want to get more informed about making better decisions for your health, about you feeling like you're a little bit more confident and in control of your health, regardless of what your, I would say, your health, you know, status or maybe your health issue may be. Because our health is not always guaranteed. I mean, you might live a very active physical life and eat really well, but it doesn't mean that you might not get diagnosed with something later on. But it's really about how you go about managing your health issues. And that's what wellness is mm-hmm. how do we best manage, you know, what life gave us? And so that's why I think that with these lectures that we offer and even these types of events or maybe we offer like a, you know, we have a New Year's Day crystal ball healing meditation event, it will teach you different ways to go about, you know, managing maybe your moods. If you maybe are affected with depression or anxiety, you know, you can learn how to meditate on a regular basis. And the way you get informed about meditation is by going to something like the crystal ball meditation event and learning from somebody who actually practices meditation regularly on how to control, you know, feeling low or maybe feeling anxious. And the same with, we have an upcoming lecture with Dr. Bruce Underwood, who's a preventative healthcare specialist, and be more informed about the different ways you can get testing done to know, you know, whether or not you're eating the right type of diet, to know whether or not, you know, based off of your family's history, whether or not you're at risk of something and ways to prevent, you know, or decrease the risk of something happening to you. And then we have our Alzheimer's support group coming up. And again, talk about learning how to manage, you know, certain things that happen in our lives. If you have anyone diagnosed with Alzheimer's, I recommend going to one of our support groups because you're actually going to get firsthand information from people who experience the same thing as you, whether if you're a caretaker or somebody diagnosed with it, and actually learn what type of treatments work for them, what type of medications might work for them. Mm-hmm. And that's how you increase your wellness, is just by being actively engaged and wanting to become more informed on ways to better manage your health. And so I'm really excited. We have a lot of things coming up in January that support the health and wellness here in the community. And that's always been my goal since I started here back in July, was how can I bring more resources into the community without the residents having to go out and find them. Mm-hmm. So with that, if anyone has questions or wants to know about how to be more engaged, please come and stop by, and I'm more than happy to talk about the different options we offer here.
Okay. And as I mentioned, I had lunch with somebody yesterday who had been in the health and fitness business, and he was surprised that we didn't have more trainers on the floor around here. And so what's been your experience with trainers versus mm-hmm. other demand for other services?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think from my perspective, since I've been here, I really haven't seen too much of a demand for personal trainers. If I get an email that somebody is interested in personal training, or really what happens is after I give an orientation, residents love that one-on-one experience, and mm-hmm. they ask if I train, or they ask if we offer, you know, personal training.
And you do offer some.
And we do offer some. So I actually don't conduct personal training here, but we have three trainers. And so what I do is I just refer them to one of our trainers. And then the personal trainer is actually an independent contractor here. They'll contact them and set up their first training session here at Sun City. But I felt like I haven't had too much requests where I would want to hire more trainers just yet. I think right now that the three trainers that we have are still looking for clients. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is interested, to please contact me and I'll give you their information.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, the two areas where I've heard that there is a lot of demand is SilverFit and yoga.
Yes, SilverFit and yoga are very, very popular classes that we offer here. With SilverFit, we now offer actually two more type of SilverFit classes in our fitness schedule. So if you feel like you're maybe not being able to participate in a class because it's being already reached at capacity, like sometimes 20 minutes before the class it reaches capacity, check out some of our afternoon classes, because we do offer now afternoon classes that are SilverFit classes. With yoga, I'm hearing a lot of demand for more advanced classes, and I'm excited to hear that, because I love how, you know, people are starting to realize, like, oh, I'm kind of reaching a plateau. I'm not really being challenged enough. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing that I would love to be able to offer in the near future, hopefully, a little bit more advanced classes and see how they go. So I'm thinking maybe in February, March, we'll look and see at the fitness schedule where we can possibly plug in a couple of advanced classes. But that's really cool because, again, we have people here that are at all different levels of fitness.
Yeah.
Some at the beginning, some intermediate and like to stay at the intermediate, and that's totally fine. And then others who want to just continue to challenge themselves and have
more.
Yeah,
well, I would say there's a huge age range of clientele here. I mean, you've got mm-hmm. people moving in their 50s, and there are people here in their 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, that spans more than a generation. So it's great that you're offering something for everybody and are willing to change as the demand changes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I like to structure my classes towards specific populations who have had prior surgery, because I felt like, for the most part, a lot of the people who aren't as engaged are because they've had a hip replacement or a knee replacement. And so I purposefully structured my stretch classes to target those who have been in recovery, or maybe even recently, you know, in the past year, have had surgery. And all of our stretches are very similar to physical therapy stretches. So that's why I said, you know, if you're somebody that wants to find a class but is maybe a little hesitant, or maybe is afraid of participating in the class because you feel like you can't get up and down too much off the floor, or don't like to be on your knees too much, please come see me, and I'd love to recommend some of the classes that we offer that actually accommodate those types of circumstances. So,
okay. Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
That you're receptive to people's suggestion, and mm-hmm. we'll see. So did I miss anything that you wanted to cover?
You know, I would like to just highlight also So I did touch on the Crystal Ball New Year's Day sound bath. That's actually already, I think, sold out. We have maybe two spots left.
Wow.
But and then the Alzheimer's support group, it's complimentary to the residents. It's the second and fourth Friday beginning January.
Mm-hmm.
We have flyers up at both clubhouses, so make sure you grab those flyers. And then lastly, possibly we can do another short video on it, but I'd like to talk about a little bit more in depth the Pilates and yoga workshop that's coming up in February. So save the date for February 15th. If you're somebody who is interested in not only advancing your knowledge and skills in Pilates and yoga, but also being able to get a new experience, because we're actually bringing in somebody that has over 10 plus years of experience and even international instruction. She's taught internationally. She's coming in February, and it's going to be a $25 registration fee, but I'd love to talk more about it if anyone is interested in participating in that.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in and bringing us up to date.
Yeah, thanks for
having
me.
So for the audience, this is the last one we're going to do this year. People are starting to come up to me and say how much they appreciate what I'm doing and sending me emails. And thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm like your dog. I never have my head patted often enough. And so with that, we're going to say Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, do your holiday, and I'll have a happy new year, and we'll see you in 2020. Bye-bye.